Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Have mercy, Lord, and hear my prayer. Have mercy, Lord, and hear my prayer. When I call, answer me, O God of justice. From anguish you released me. Have mercy and hear me. O men, how long will your hearts be closed? Will you love what is futile and seek what is false? It is the Lord who grants favors to those whom he loves. The Lord hears me whenever I call him. Fear him. Do not sin. Ponder on your bed and be still. Make justice your sacrifice and trust in the Lord. What can bring us happiness? Many say, let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. You have put into my heart a greater joy than they have from the abundance of corn and new wine. I will lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Have mercy, Lord, and hear my prayer. In the silent hours of night, bless the Lord. O come, bless the Lord, all you who serve the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord through the night. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made both heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the silent hours of night, bless the Lord. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. Drill them into your children. Speak of them at home and abroad, whether you are busy or at rest. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Let us pray for all animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis, they may be delivered from all distress and harm. Let us continue to keep in mind all of the storm victims from Texas and Florida, South Carolina, and all of the areas in which were affected. May God give those people strength. Also, the people going down to the relief efforts, may God help them. Give them strength, endurance, and perseverance. Let us pray for Sam, who is contemplating suicide. May God and the angels come to his aid. Let us continue to pray for Sister Bug, or Sister Victoria, and she's being hospitalized. Again, we pray that God give her a speedy recovery. We also continue to pray for Miss Kitty, Bishop Saccone's mother, who is seriously ill and in the hospital. Reverend Dustin Cox wishes to pray for the renewal, strength, forgiveness, guidance, prosperity for the Soul Clinic. We want to also lift up JD, which is the spouse of Reverend Dustin Cox, as he finds comfort in the word of the Heavenly Father, in prayers of healing for his stepdad, Samuel Bradley Jr. Again, he just found out he had brain damage from an illness that he had a few years ago, and it nearly killed him. Dustin wishes prayers for himself, that the words of his mouth and the meditation of his heart be acceptable in God's light. We pray for his mother, Carol Bradley, who has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and a pinched nerve. We continue to pray for Carol Kay, who is tapering off to much medicine. Pray for Jeremy that he finds love with himself. We pray for Carl, who recently lost his nephew and is struggling emotionally. We pray for those that have lost their lives to suicide, as this is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. We also pray for the survivors of domestic violence, as this is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Let us continue to pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us strength to minister to all who need to hear the positive message of Christ. Please continue to pray for Deacon Nicholas. He's recently had surgery, and also he's recently survived a hurricane. So let us pray that God be with him and his family. Let us continue to pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. And pray for Bishop Long as well, that all of the unnecessary anxiety and stress that rest upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit as we pray for his peace. Let us pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church, that we may be continuously led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. We pray for the homeless. We pray for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may always follow the path of light. We pray for the sick and dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and of music. For the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. We also pray for the Order of St. Benedict, Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas Therese and Nicholas, our priests, Father Dennis, and my unworthy self, our Abbot Bishop James, that God will continue to lead us in the right direction toward the seamless connection between the order and the goal of God's church. We will take just a few moments to think about the prayers and that of which we wish to keep to ourselves in our hearts. Heavenly Father, we come to you this night in our time of need, that you hear our every prayer. You know our every weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we have spoken and those which we hold in the depths of our hearts. The prayers of the church and those of the entire world. For these prayers, the church, both humbly and fervently, prays. Let us pray. Be with us throughout this night. When day comes, may we rise from sleep to rejoice in the resurrection of your Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray together. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. And may God rebuke him, we humbly pray. O do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. My brothers and sisters, may the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.